This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
My conversations are with Jerry. They'll remain with Jerry. You know, the day-to-day operations are, you know, as is. And I know that, you know, the announcement yesterday caught a significant amount of attention. I think that speaks to Jerry's long-term vision and commitment to this organization. And it certainly aligns with, you know, baseball operations and how we've approached things and been committed to, you know, building the foundation of this organization and building from the ground up, both from an infrastructure standpoint and then the development of our players.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Chris Getz talking about the future of the Chicago White Sox. And there was some news, I think, about the White Sox future last week. But even inside of the news release, there was some, we don't have to do anything, and we're not going to, we don't have to do anything until way down the road if we don't want to. So take that, suckers. Enjoy all your baseball until 2034.
You felt the Reinsdorfian pushback and control even within the news release.
You felt, and I mean, it's not any different than anything that either one of us have been told.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's what was kind of fascinating, as from afar, I would check in while I was, you know, dealing with my stuff. And I'd be like, wow, okay, so here's this news. The Ishbias are going to be the controlling owner, but not till either Jerry passes or 2034. And in the meantime, they'll be able to make capital investments.
To pay down the debt.
To pay down the debt and maybe put money towards things to support ongoing team operations. So pay down the debt, but support ongoing team operations, which is wide open and means that they could infuse money towards the stadium, which is the part that I've been kind of focused on. So yes, it is what we've both heard, but it leaves everything kind of wide open in what they could possibly do. And I firmly believe, and apparently this has been emboldened as well with tips from Lou Kanellis and others on the air here, that they're still very much wanting to put a baseball stadium at the 78. Next to the Fire Stadium, near the Fire Stadium, that has been Midwest Related's plan since they announced it last October to have both teams with stadiums there, and the Ishbias are committed to that romanticized vision of a Southside ballpark where you can ride the boats from downtown to the ballpark.
You're not taking the boats to the...
Somebody's gonna... Lawrence, I'm going to take one of the boats.
Hey, at this point, I consider taking a boat home. If there's one that could take me to the Northwest side, I'd buy faster.
Go up the North Branch of the river,
I mean,
baby.
Yeah, the river would actually be faster for
nicely for you. But yeah, to leave here and hop on a boat and go to the ballpark, I do have that romanticized vision. I think the 78 is absolutely still their number one target.
I think that they're, first of all, that
land, I think, is still too small to support two stadiums. There have been other people that said, no, they can shoehorn it in there. I don't know if that's going to go with the other plans that they have for that area. If you say, all right, this is just going to be the two stadiums, and we're not going to have any of the retail or housing that we were thinking would go over here too. I also think that it creates a much bigger infrastructure problem for the city and the state of Illinois to do that. Because you're going from, what, 19, 20 dates for the fire?
I know.
To then scheduling that around the White Sox and having 81 dates over there too?
I was just in Philadelphia for part of my time there on the East, morning with Pops, and actually went to a game for the first time at Citizens Bank Ballpark there. And that area where the Phillies play,
and the link is right there,
where the Eagles play and where the Flyers play and the Sixers play, they're all combined in that same area, and they share parking lots and they schedule carefully so they don't run up against each other. And it's actually an incredibly efficient usage of city space for multiple teams. And I think that's part of the vision here.
I think that would be part of the vision too. I also think that if Joe Mansueto is going to do $650 million,
yeah,
and he's like, oh, I'm going to pay for the thing I got, how do you then turn around and not ask the White Sox to do at least the same?
And the Eshbias could. Jerry could not.
They could.
The Eshbias could.
I'm not sure if that's, I'm not an economist. I'm not sure that would be financially great for them.
I didn't know. Lawrence was not an economist. Alex, why didn't you tell me that? That's just bad producing. Again.
It's not on my list of things that I am.
You are a lot of things.
I am. Mm-hmm. Mostly sad. But
oh, no.
Oh, what's going on?
What's happening, Lawrence?
But let's talk about that. Not an economist. Not an economist.
Fun fact, most economists are also sad.
That's true, actually. Because they can see the financial ruin that we're all heading towards.
They're incredibly sad.
This seems awful.
Yeah.
I just don't know if there really is enough space for them to do what they'd want to do.
And you've also brought the possibility of Arlington Heights out and stuff like that.
I actually think that makes the most sense.
I think you hate my romantic vision of the 78.
I do not.
I think you hate my romantic baseball vision. I think you have bad vibes, babe.
That's my
company. Too sad. Now ask someone who's not sad what they think about it. Ask me what you think about it.
I don't know anybody who's not sad.
Oh, that's true.
Tanny, what do you think about it?
Oh, it's stupid.
See? It's because Tanny's an economist.
Anyone with "ist" next to their job title, they're all sad.
It's just like, there's nothing wrong with your ballpark at 35th and Shields.
Oh, there's some stuff wrong with it.
Really? What's wrong with it?
It's too tall.
Well, they took care of that part.
Yeah, it's still too tall.
They don't have enough fans for it to matter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean,
yeah.
And people got to see the Pope, and they had a great time.
Dude, this city. So I was up at Wrigley for, you know, one of those wonderful, like, nine-hour baseball days, because that's how it works, and it's awesome, and I love it, and I would never not sign up
for it. It's a lot of hours.
It's a lot of hours. But did you navigate this city at all on Saturday with the papal celebration and Chuck Swirsky mentioning the score as he was demanded to do?
Saturday was really interesting. So my best friend, Afia, and I, she took me out for my birthday because obviously I had been out down for the count for a little bit and felt good enough to go out and have breakfast. So we went over to Honey Berry Cafe. Have you been yet? It's in the South Loop. It's like 9th in state.
Oh, no. I've gone by it a million times. I haven't been yet.
Put it on the list.
I will.
They serve a lot of food there. Like, the menu is got like a Andy Reid play caller sheet to it. Like, there's a lot going on.
It's got some Cheesecake Factory vibes.
100%. Really good, though.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm seeing a bunch of people going in different directions towards different things. I'm seeing people with signs getting ready to be a part of the No King protests that are going on.
Yeah.
I am seeing people who are getting ready for the Cubs game that is going on.
They're going a different direction.
They were going the same direction, and they were getting on the red line and headed towards Wrigley Field. And then, as I was driving back to Hyde Park, I decided, I was like, I'll probably take the streets back instead of jumping on LSD. And then I started to see all the people that were like, I'm going to go see the Pope.
You got a big pile of Catholics headed towards the rake.
It was really...
That's amazing.
I thought that this weekend was a great representation of Chicago.
You got a protest, a Cubs game, and the something papal celebration.
On, right, something going on the South Side. Like the idea of... There's a whole bunch of people who were downtown who were protesting. People who were like, yeah, I'm going to Wrigley. I'm going to go enjoy myself. And then other people, they're like, let's celebrate the fact that Chicago has a Pope and go over to that ballpark where he watched the World Series 20 years ago.
That's pretty amazing.
And now he's the Pope. Like, that guy's the Pope.
Do you think it's been underplayed that the Pope is from here somehow?
No. No.
It's possible. It's remarkable.
He wore a White Sox hat. I don't think it's that underplayed.
Are we sure that was real? I thought it was Photoshopped.
No, it was real.
Even though MLB.com wrote it up, everybody wrote it up, but it still seemed impossible. Like, did he have to run it by the Cardinals and say, hey, dudes, is this all right if I do this?
He ain't got to run nothing by nobody.
Well, by the Cardinals, I meant like Whitey Herzog.
Tony La Russa.
He definitely had
Mike Matheny.
Definitely had to run it by Tony La Russa. He's going to put that White Sox cap on.
Anything White Sox related.
Someone got married up there, and like that person was wearing a Sox hat, and I assume brought the Sox hat to the Pope. That's what we got to find, is the person who had their wedding ceremony up there. Like, that's the original photo.
Alex, book those people, and also the Pope. Also book the Pope.
And I'll let him know what our next segment after them is.
Thank
just
you.
Just in case.
Unlike and, Tom Verducci.
But we're not bumping Josh Kreutz for any of them. So, nope. FYI.
And let that couple know that we are the people that did a great job of breaking up at least two relationships a few months ago because people were sharing hot dogs together at Wrigley Field.
Oh, yeah.
So let them know that.
Can we check in with those two?
We probably shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good on
You've
that.
Done enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are the harbinger of relationship death here on Spiegel at Home. So, yeah, let them know and have them come and be on the show here.
Tanny, I'm going to find out why Lawrence is sad during the break. You want to ask, or just do we assume it's the economy?
It's probably the economy.
Okay.
That's probably
it's funny. He didn't say anything about being sad on Friday when you weren't here. Seemed pretty happy, actually, doing a Cubs post. Well, I'm just going to assume it's because you're back. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe it's all of us, actually.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.